In this week's Parsha, we find a directive given, a foreshadowing of events to come. The Torah describes how when Bnei Yisrael cross the Yarden, they are to go to Har Gerizim and Har Evel and perform a ceremony there. Half of Bnei Yisrael are to stand on one mountain and half on the other, with the brachos being given on Har Gerizim and the klalos, the curses, being given on Har Evel. Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Vilna asks a very, very simple question. Why do the brachos and klalos need to be given on separate mountains? Why couldn't Hashem just have all of Bnei Yisrael stand on one mountain and repeat the brachos and the klalos? What is this Torah trying to teach us, Rabbosai? What lesson can we derive from this episode to our daily lives? Rav Tzvi Hirsch answers the following. Yes, Hashem could have given the brachos and the klalos on one mountain. But in not doing so, the Torah is trying to teach us a fundamental lesson. Namely that true bracha, true growth, cannot occur in the same place as klala. We're all familiar with the Karbachin stories that stress the point that we may find tzaddikim in the places that we least expect, amongst the dirty and the defiled. The Gemara itself says that Mashiach sits at the edge of Rome, the quintessential Makom HaTumah. Yosef HaTzadik and Esther HaMalka were both righteous individuals in places that were far from ideal. Yes, it is possible to be righteous in less than ideal situations. But what our Parsha is teaching us, Rabbosai, is that it is incumbent upon us, when planning our lives, to try at least and to take steps to ensure that we place ourselves in environments that are conducive to our growth, that are at least initially l'chadchila, rather than being already b'di'eved from the get-go. We aren't always in control. Often, we aren't in control at all. We head down a certain road, and we can't get off that road. But at least when we are starting out, we need to recognize that bracha and klala are on two separate mountains, and not one. Have a good Shabbos.